Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 670 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint Pumpkin on your way to Checkpoint Turkey. And after that, on to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer, and with me as always, Brett Peter Morris Starred. Thanksgiving.
Hey.
Morris.
The Thanksgiving Starred. What's up? How's it going? How was your...
I was changing your moniker slightly.
Oh, yeah. Feel free to always improvise it. You were saying you were in Santa Monica this weekend?
No, I was on the street, Santa Monica.
Oh, okay.
Where this comedy club is. And there was a macing. This guy attacked someone. He got maced.
Wow.
Then on his way down the street, one of the other comics saw him again, tried to mace him, but missed. Then the guy went into a porno theater where he was arrested. And then I was amazed at how quickly one of the other comics had it on their app. And you guys were saying, yeah, it's this app called Citizen.
Oh,
where you
right.
just instantly see crazy stuff, but it's so quick.
I had to delete that app because it was too harrowing to even look at that thing.
You were getting every crime thing that happened every second.
If you look at that thing, like even just around your block, especially it's where popping. You are, you'll see the most insane shit. It'll just be like man with an axe marauding around town. Like,
yes.
It'll be like man with a mask on and a sword. You know what
yes.
I mean? You'll see crazy shit like that. 10 people stabbed like two blocks away from you.
Yeah. I mean, I had a sword decap happen about, years ago, but it happened a couple blocks away from
me. A sword decap?
Yeah. Like
that. Is that a Starbucks drink? What is that?
No, it's a band from San Diego, Cattle Decapitation.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look it up. It's kind of, it's not really a big famous story, but a guy crazed on drugs. Yeah, he decapped DiCaprio. He decapped him with a sword that he found inside the guy's house. But no, even when Giancarlo, guest on Who Charted, when he was doing his cop for fun stuff, he would have these stories. I'd be like, this happened last night right over here? And he'd go, yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
it's too much for your own sanity.
It really is. And it's just craziness all the time. Let's bring in our guest. Let's find out what he knows about this app and all this crime popping off.
Uh-huh.
And the music. Here he comes now. You know him from so many episodes of Who Charted, plus so many programs and shows on Netflix and other streaming services. Small screen, little screen, Pen 15. Here he comes now. Chill, Trill, Bill.
What's up?
Camp.
What's up?
What's
it's
up?
Bill.
What's up?
It's me. I made it back. I'm back.
Nice.
You're back.
I'm
like
back
that.
From the small screen.
I do.
From the small screen and from the little screen.
Yeah, we're an exclusive. Thank you so much. Great to see you.
You can say Bill Cockcamp's only podcast.
Okay, yeah. Exclusive. And how about you? You staying out of trouble? You staying off that Citizen app?
I'm staying out of trouble, yeah. I'm not on the Citizen app. You won't see me there.
Are you seeing craziness, young Hollywood? What's going on out there?
What do you mean? Just on the Citizen app or in life?
Just in life, I mean.
Kratom and Kava, they're on the rise, okay? Everybody's right doing on. Kratom.
What's Kratom? Oh, is that a drug?
Yeah, everybody's doing, all the young comics are addicted to Kratom.
I think I've heard of Kava. I haven't heard of Kratom.
Yeah, what's Kratom?
I feel out of
Kratom it. They're the sponsors of Skankfest, Kratom.com. But it's like a opioid-like drug that is less addictive, potentially.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't do Kratom.
And then Kava is kind of like a DMT, right? It's like a...
No. Kava is just like, just kind of like relaxes your motor function and is not addictive. There are zero withdrawals from Kava.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Nice. Are you popping that Kava?
I do Kava. I don't do Kratom.
And you enjoy it? It makes you loose? What happens?
Yeah. I'm pretty sober except for Kava. I don't think Kava counts, though.
So you're California Kava?
Yeah, I'm Kava sober. I'm California sober.
California sober.
Yeah, I'm sober. California sober. And I don't even, you know, there's people who they order it online and they make it. I just buy it in little tea packets, okay? I'm not making the stuff.
Oh, you make a tea with
can
it?
Can you tell the difference? Like when someone's on the Kratom, you go, oh, this guy's on Kratom. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. But I've had friends who are like, I don't want to get addicted to anything. And I've been like, yeah, should I do Kratom? And they're like, nah, don't do it. You're just going to get addicted to Kratom. And I'm like, I don't want that.
Kratom is the new vaping. But then where do you get this Kava stuff? Is it at a dispensary? How do you get it?
I've been going to a music open mic that hosts it. It's called Lifted Botanical Bar, but you can just buy Kava at the store.
Wow.
You can looks buy, like, it's a Yogi Tea makes it.
Looks like Kratom is in the coffee family.
Yeah, Kratom's related to coffee, but it makes you sleepy instead.
Interesting.
Wow. Hey,
we Bizarro went into some coffee. JRE territory there.
Yeah.
Nice. You're performing. You're doing musical sets at this Lifted Botanical?
Yeah, that's all I've done there so far is music. They don't even know I'm funny.
Are you pumping out new tunes? What do you mean? You're doing serious songs?
That's all, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm putting out a song next month on the 15th.
Oh, nice. All right, we'll talk more about that later on in the hot picks.
I got to think of my hot pick. Fuck.
Oh, you got time.
Fuck.
We'll get there.
Damn it. But right now, let's get into the music chart. I will wrap the history of recorded music. Feel free to jump in.
Okay.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream.
Okay.
What's next, ChatGPT?
Kratom.
Tunes. Nice.
I tried to go through the history of drugs in each of those eras.
You were pumping it. Yeah, you were hitting it. Hey, what do we got musically this week, chart-wise?
We got something a little different. I think you'll like it. This is the Billboard TikTok chart.
Oh,
wow. This is getting it from the source. This is good.
A weekly ranking.
This is a new thing?
I don't know if it's new or not, but I found it new to me. Okay. A weekly ranking of the most popular songs on TikTok in the U.S.
My dead ass don't even know what's new.
Are you busy in your wormhole of making your own compositions?
No, just my wormhole of whatever SoundCloud feeds me.
Oh, okay.
And TikTok. You're a SoundCloudsman.
You're a cloudsman.
I'm all right. The cloud.
Coming in at number five. Future with Wicked.
Did they remake the musical?
Yeah.
With rappers?
He's the witch.
Counters burning money, burning graveyard, these niggas. Found them parking, big dog parking, hey. Blood tears on me, whoa, whoa, whoa. Shouted, want that wave, whoa, whoa, whoa.
So the interesting thing about this chart, I'm just realizing, is I don't think it's all necessarily from this year.
It's just whatever TikTok's be,
trending with. Like
if someone's using a Fleetwood Mac song with their skateboard, it could be an old song. There's Future.
I wonder what kind of TikToks are being done to this.
Remember when rappers used to get old and no one would listen to them anymore? Like, think of how long Drake and Future
I think of that all
worn
the time.
Out their welcome. It's crazy, yeah.
But then
and
they also
still listening to LL Cool J.
Right. But they still have like a youthful vibe to them. Like they don't seem out of the circuit the way that older artists were almost unfairly treated that way before, you know?
Yeah
they get to keep going. We trust Drake. We love him.
We love him. How many Drake tats you have, Bill?
I'm covered in them, my whole back.
What are you, what's that cup you're sipping out of?
Yeah,
it's it's like a Disney Halloween cup.
Oh, nice. Oh. Were you just up there?
Nah, this is like 2 years old. I don't know why. I just only use Disney travel mugs since like middle school.
They look
they
good.
Make
I
you feel safe.
Let me show
you. Yeah, it's probably not good for my health.
Let me show you something that might impress you.
Okay.
Oh, he's reaching up into a cabinet.
What's he grabbing?
Oh, my screen's blurred.
Oh, it's is like that a Moana? Moana?
That's Moana a Moana cup. Turvis tumbler.
I love Moana. Wow. I don't. I'm not really a fan. I don't not like it. But
it's okay. You know, I like it because it's ocean. It's Polynesian.
I like
how many tumblers you got into that cabinet? Is that just filled with ephemeral tumblers?
That cabinet in front of me probably has 40 or 50.
Wow.
The one in back of me has probably 40 or 50.
All tumblers.
That's a lot of tumblers.
That's a lot of tumblers.
Yeah, that's not even counting mugs.
And is that a museum? Is that a museum piece, or are you using these? Are they in active rotation?
They're kind of more of museum, I guess, at this point.
That's awesome.
I love it.
All right. Yeah, I use a McDonald's plastic cup as
By the way, I mean, it's the season. I've noticed my Coke Zero cans are now having the Christmas stuff on them.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I love Christmas. Know,
we're getting into it.
The ephemera is coming out.
People skip right over Thanksgiving.
They really do.
To get to Christmas. Like, they trample it just to get to Christmas. And we were saying Nightmare Before Christmas is a mixture of Halloween and Christmas.
Right.
And some people like me, I'm not ready for the Christmas yet. Just give me a Halloween movie.
I think it's more of a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's more of a Christmas. Then you got those punks down there, Blink 182. And that one good song they have with the oboes, and they're talking about, we'll have Halloween on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
They're mixing it up.
Screw your head on.
Yeah. I've heard about this.
Snap out of it.
I love also casting them off as those punks.
Yeah, those
like
punks.
When they literally would call themselves punks.
Yeah, I'm giving them too much credit.
Almost the biggest compliment you could give them.
Yeah, they're more like mall rats at best.
Yeah, exactly. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Aaliyah's interlude with It Girl, the sped up version.
Wow.
Bitch, you know I'm sexy.
Oh, this song's good,
don't
yeah.
Just text me. Bitch is slow, can't get on my speed. They stare because they know I'm the I-T-G-I-R-L.
Yeah, that's fun. Infectious.
What's it called again?
It Girl.
Are they talking about Aaliyah R.I.P. or there's some other Aaliyah?
I was wondering that at first, but I don't think so. It's just called Aaliyah's Interlude.
And then the kids are doing dances to that and pranks and whatnot. Or is that shenanigans, I'm sure. Not pranks, but.
I don't think that's a prank song.
More of a dance tune.
Right.
Does it get its own dance or it's just used for all purposes?
Let's see what they did to promote it.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah. It's all fake, you know? They got to just, you know.
Yeah, they're probably in some influencer factory.
Did it's I talk big about eye thing? It's some big eye.
Oh, you make your face eye. All.
Yeah, I know that's the first one that popped up. So,
oh, maybe there's more. But
there's got to be more than just that one. But I bet that's a big one. No, it's not. That's the only one like that.
Hey, have you seen the behind? Have you seen the behind the scenes footage of the influencer factory? It's in like Asia.
Oh, the live stream factories?
Yeah, and it's just like everybody has a cubicle.
Yeah. Well, that's our future. Here?
They have those here too?
They will.
Yeah.
It's so
I think it's inevitable when there's no jobs left. Everybody's going to have to live stream all the time, like in Ready Player One.
Yeah, it's like a little influencer like sweatshop.
Yeah. They read Ready Player One. And like everybody like hates that book postmortem, but when it came out, like all the tech companies made everybody read it because I think they were like, yeah, this is it. This is what it's going to be.
Right.
Like,
yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. They were like, this sounds good.
It's a roadmap.
Yeah. It was a roadmap for them. They were like, okay, everybody's a live streamer. That's the only way to make money. You got to live stream.
Yeah. And like, I went home and brainstormed and Ready Player One was on and here's the idea.
It's crazy how many people just almost are just hosts of their own little TV show now. There's like,
oh yeah,
the business of making content. I just the other day I was like watching YouTube on my TV just while I was like eating lunch, and I just found this guy and his whole channel is just devoted to giving you updates on massive building projects around the world.
Oh my God.
And so he's just talking about these crazy projects, these future projects in Saudi Arabia that would like blow your mind that cost like $100 billion.
Right.
But like, then he's like, hit that subscription button, follow me every week. I'm going to walk you through this. And it's like, this guy every week is just hustling to put out like a episode of his show. And there's millions of subscribers.
Yeah.
It's have cool.
Someone who does that for like new rides, you know, like amusement parks. And
Just
constantly
huge.
Going into different, oh, they got this one here.
It's crazy how there's actually nothing like that on TV or like traditional TV and produced stuff.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that people are making on YouTube that just goes right to the kind of things you want to see.
Yeah. Like that guy who's going around to the worst areas in America.
Right.
Showing you what they're like. It's like he doesn't have to get it approved at a network. It doesn't have to fit into a network's agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Who Charted.
Like
just
Who
like.
Charted.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Mitski with My Love, Mine All Mine.
Wow, Mitski's got a big TikTok hit.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a downer track, too. What are they doing with this?
I feel like I've seen this on TikToks.
Is this for memorial videos and stuff?
I feel it's just like vaguely sentimental stuff. And
oh, okay.
Sometimes like ironically sentimental. Like it would be a really silly dog or something.
Or like when someone tries to flip the water bottle but it doesn't land correctly.
Yeah. Then you're just crying in your shower.
Yeah. Just full shame.
That actually freaks me out, those kind of videos, because you know those guys are sitting there for 8 hours a day just trying to get the penny to bounce off the ping pong ball to bounce off five different things. I hate thinking of the amount of takes they're doing.
I know, I hate that. It makes me like nervous thinking about, it's not going to go in.
I should have been a trick shotter.
Yeah?
If I could turn back time.
I feel like you could do that.
If I could put time in a bottle.
I think you could. You don't have to be like 12 to get into that business. You can just start throwing stuff.
The train missed. I missed the train.
If I could bounce dimes in a bottle.
If I were 16 again, you know, I'd start a YouTube where I just throw ping pong balls into cups.
Damn it.
Time it must be worth it for their time. Like somehow they get payoff.
Yeah. I mean, they get a lot of views and it's the kind of thing that like sports dads and their kids watch together.
Yeah.
Right. It's how you get them into the game.
Gets a lot of views.
Those views are really just pulling the talent out of people. Like,
yeah.
Like the kind, like we were talking about on Two Charted last week, which you can get if you sign up at whochartedpod.com. Like you see all the, these influencer guitarists now, lead guitarists, and some of them will just be these like hot girls you never saw really like play guitar before.
You made a great point. It's like, where were these girls before? Now that you can get views shredding.
Right. They like just learn
great at guitar. Right?
They learn
they don't
it
have
overnight.
To deal with the sexism in the music industry anymore. Right. They get to go direct to consumer.
Yeah.
Once it was just straight up, straight ahead. Yeah. Like a currency on TikTok. It's like, watch them just learn that shit overnight and they're better.
But
than
it makes the shredder so obsolete because it's like you used to learn to shred so that you could get Tawny Katane.
Right. You know, that you so you could get past girl. Your own looks.
And now Tawny Katane's shredding. It's like, what do I do?
Why do I need David Coverdale?
Exactly.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Oh, did you have a problem with that?
No, I couldn't remember what I was supposed to say. And then I was like, oh yeah, same thing he just said.
Ariana DeBose with This Wish.
Wow. How do you become a different Ariana? That's crazy.
This is a Disney thing, I think. Get out your Tumblr.
Oh, like Bill. The mermaid?
Isn't truth supposed to set you free?
You're going to want to sip out of that thing to this. Why do I feel so weighed down
by it? Does your Tumblr have all the different characters on it?
Open their eyes to all the lies that no, mine just has Chip and Dale and Pluto and the ghosts.
But how can what movie is that from? Coco?
From Wish.
Shit.
Oh, they got a new one?
Everybody's roasting the hell out of that one because they got one real bad song in it.
Are they?
What is it?
It's like the villain song, and he's just like, you don't even have to pay to live here, and I don't charge you rent. And he's like, you live here for free, and I don't even charge you rent. That's what it is.
Just stupid. It's like redundant.
Yeah, it's like redundant. It's like everybody's making fun of it because it's redundant, and they're like, wow, Disney really has fell off where they're just like, there's a line that's the same thing twice.
Like they're improvising it. Like someone's just doing it off the dome.
Yeah, and people are making fun of it because they're like, oh, it sounds like something ChatGPT wrote. And then they have ChatGPT write on the same topic and it does it better. Even than
because it knows not to repeat.
Yeah, it knows not to repeat itself. Yeah.
Yeah, it says, a musical comedy welcoming audiences to the magical kingdom of Rosas, where Asha, a sharp-witted idealist, makes a wish so powerful that it is answered by a cosmic force.
Hmm.
A little ball of boundless energy called Star. Yeah, we know about stars.
A star. It is a star.
We know what stars are, Disney.
Star. Thank you for that scientific breakdown.
Sounds like it's a original idea, though. You know, like it's a new thing, a new new lore.
What's the idea?
No, I'm just saying it's not like a previously known thing.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's not like based off of the old, right?
Right.
Well, congratulations to them on that. We'll see how it does. See if it gets its own Tumblr.
Let's hope it. If it tanks Disney stocks anymore, they're screwed. They're gonna get bought by Apple like that.
Wow!
Doesn't Apple already? Apple's already running that, right? Aren't they?
They want to buy it. I think is what
I remember hearing that
heard on the streets.
That would just be unfathomable.
I've never read it anywhere, but I somehow know it. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where, like, I don't know where I heard it,
right?
But I heard it.
I heard that Steve Jobs is ghost and Walt Disney's ghost got together and made this deal.
I bet they did.
It's like the Richard Gere gerbil thing. It's like you don't know where you heard it. You just heard it.
It's just in your head.
It's just in there. You just know it's true.
Yeah, I have no idea where I heard that.
Yeah.
Maybe a stock shareholders meeting. Do you call in? Listen. No.
Yeah.
I have zero. I have like zero memory of where that entered my brain.
Well, speaking of movies, we'll be right back.
Wait, no, with, coming in at number one.
Oh, whoa. Sorry about that. Speaking of jumping to Christmas. My
too
God.
Fast.
Lil.
Coming in, number one.
Lil Mabu or Mabu with Mr. Take Your Bitch.
Take her for a trip. Fly her to New York. Sign my name all on her tits. Yes, I took his lady. I like blue faces, so I took his baby. Fuck Blueface, I had a fun and new.
Whoa, they're going after Blueface.
Fuck what you say. I might put it in his face, cause he wanna taste. This that newborn pussy, make my water break. Only thing that's broke is my fucking water. Gave birth to my kid, but I hate his father.
Whoa,
wow.
They're Who going after Blueface. Must be Blueface's ex lady or his baby mama.
Who's Blueface?
Blueface was the one. Did we look at this last week where he had the girls twerking at the Rams game?
And I don't think we looked at that.
What?
Oh, okay. You guys got pull the video up. It's Blueface, and he proposes to his lady at the Rams game, and they're in a luxury box, and then all these strippers come out. So then Matt Stafford's wife, she came out and was like, oh, you know, we can't control this. We don't condone this. But anyway, can you see that video? Or?
Yeah, let me look.
I mean, the NFL's going to crack down.
That female rapper was Christian Rock. I liked her voice. She had a good thing going on.
LA. Y'all see this boy out here?
Yeah, she was cutting through it
a little differently.
Oh my God.
Right there at SoFi.
But he's trying to promote his.
That's insane.
Is that not allowed?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, the NFL is pretty much a family, everybody, you know,
it's not in
Sunday
the
morning.
Of the rules.
Yeah. That was like 1 p.m. at the earliest.
Wow.
Unhinged. But they're coming after. Listen, I used to love back in the day when the rappers would actually name names and go after each other. And, sure. And it pops up now and then. That was highly aggressive because she is the mother of his kid. Like the kid's going to listen to that song throughout his life.
Seriously.
And it's like his parents are going at it like they're Eazy-E and Dr. Dre.
Well, he'll probably end up hating the mom now, right? If...
Probably both. But I mean, maybe the mom says, listen, I dropped this record a week after your dad was having girls twerk at his, at SoFi.
Yeah, listen to this. Like, daddy's giving me a rap career.
Christian Rock attended Santa Monica College in California as a student athlete and graduated with an associate's degree in kinesiology and exercise science.
Wow. Okay. So she's serious.
She's applying her degrees.
Yeah, she's an academic.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm gonna listen to that again as soon as the show's over. What's the name of that one?
This is Mr. Take Your Bitch.
Mr. Take Your Bitch.
Wow. I wonder if Lil Mabu took her. Or, you know, they're together.
Yeah, that must be what
they're
it
just
is.
Rubbing it in Blueface's face.
Yeah, like I took your bitch. Mr. That's Mabu.
Highly aggressive, as you said.
Highly aggressive. Well, damn, I'm glad we didn't skip that one. That was a legit number one. This TikTok chart, I think, is something that is a great discovery. Brett.
There you go.
Thank you for bringing that to the show. I think we'll be going back to that again.
Nice.
And speaking of coming back, we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with our guest,
Bill. Chill, Bill.
And
Brett P. Moe.
And this is The Movie Chart. Bees, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. On the screen are friggin' giant. Most of them, I am not a client. Movies.
What happened?
I switched it up midstream. Midstream, I was like, oh, I'm doing the old one. I got to switch to the new one. Then I kind of, the install was taking a minute. I kind of had to put them in backwards.
I never know whether I have to warn you that it's coming or not.
You know, every time that it starts to play, I'm thinking like, why don't I just send him a version of this? So we have to do it live.
I think it's fun to get moments like that.
Okay. Let's keep it like this. Yeah, this is like live without a net.
Okay, coming in at number five.
Number five.
In theaters from this weekend. Radical. In a Mexican border town plagued by neglect, corruption, and violence, a frustrated teacher ties a radical new method to unleash the curiosity and potential of his students.
Oh, so is this a...
it's one of those
guy has sex things. With the sex with the students deal?
Oh, this
is like a... This is an indie type movie. This is like... This is not action-adventure.
Yeah. No, sir. No, it's like, it's one of those inspirational teacher movies. You know?
Okay, yeah, this is November. We're getting into the serious fare.
What's that movie, inspirational TV movie? It's like...
You're thinking of Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, it reminds
me
of that.
That was a real movie. I mean, I know it's on TV a lot, yeah.
I didn't mean TV. I meant they showed it on TV all the time.
Showed it a lot. Jaime Escalante.
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, Gangster's Paradise, the Michelle fight for one with Coolio. I wonder what he does to get these students involved. Maybe he summons a chupacabra. I am lost for ideas. Okay.
All right. Coming in, number four.
Number four.
Priscilla.
Queen of the Desert.
Yeah. Hi. This is about Priscilla Presley.
Priscilla Boyer.
You like Elvis Presley?
Is this Baz Luhrmann again?
It's not. No.
Of course. Who doesn't?
It's a very different movie, apparently.
What are the kids listening to these days?
Bobby Darin, Fabian, and you.
Did they pitch this the day Elvis was making money? Oh, this is a Sofia Coppola.
Sofia Coppola. Themselves at
you. Why my daughter?
Well, sir, I happen to be very fond of your daughter. Much more mature than
her. Wow.
Interesting. I mean, she did have quite an experience, a journey with the king.
Getting scooped up when she was like 15 or something.
15.
I wonder how they handle that.
Yeah, seriously.
All the way to starring in Naked Gun.
Yeah, Naked Gun, and then having Nicolas Cage's future wife.
Yeah. I hope they cover Naked Gun. You know, she's weirdly good in that, and it's strange that she never even like turned that into an acting career.
Yeah.
It's like she just was in one movie and kind of nailed it. Starring, you know, she's like a co-star.
Then you kind of think like Elvis was her Colonel Tom. Elvis kept her from full fruition.
Interesting stuff. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Scorsese.
You got nice color scheme.
What color would you say that is?
This is how he gets those young chicks he dates.
Yeah. Yeah, oops, this isn't even a trailer. It's just Leo DiCaprio.
They have the worst land possible. But they outsmarted everybody.
The land had oil on it. Black gold. Money flows freely here now.
I do love that money, sir.
Wow.
Man, I got to see that.
Me too.
What year would you say? Is that like turn of the century?
Yeah, turn of the century.
Turn of the century.
Not Y2K. We're going to have to start specifying turn of the century to not mean just like Y2K.
Oh, but that's turn of the millennia.
Oh, yeah. The other one. The one before yeah, that.
Exactly.
That's just a millennia. That's the difference.
That's just the millennia.
Well, you know what? Now is a great time, November, to think about the natives and the way the land was before everything got built and all the Best Buys and everything. And this movie's a great way to do it, I believe, even though I have not seen it.
Yeah, it looks really good.
You could also see, what's the one with Daniel Day-Lewis?
There Will Be Blood?
No, well, that's a good one too.
Yeah, but, it really reminds me of that because it's got oil and everything.
I'm talking native movies, so like...
Last of the Mohicans?
Yeah, Last of the Mohicans.
DDL.
Shadow's Land is one where Charles Bronson plays a native who just fucks up all these white guys. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
T-Swift, The Eras Tour.
Oh, wow. Let's go. Still on top. Damn, this shit was good.
This has been the most extraordinary experience of my entire life. We're about to go on a little adventure together, and that adventure is going to span 17 years of music.
Let's go.
How does that sound?
So there you go, 17 years. There was an era before where that would be considered like you're out of the game at that point.
Yeah.
You're wearing like mom jeans.
She owns teens.
Yeah. She started early. That was good.
You know what I think it is because of the internet now. They can't make new stars. So.
Yeah.
Oh, they just put it all into her?
Just keep investing.
You know, you have to because you can't create new stars because there's not a central point of focus. And so, like, not everybody can get behind these new artists, right? And so then it just keeps cycling back to the big artists from the last era media control.
Because they have wide saturation.
I think you're right.
Yeah. It was like it's like the idea of, like, I don't know any pop music now because there's no... There's no source for me to find it because I'm not on Spotify, you know? And even if I was on Spotify, it would just be feeding me what I like. It wouldn't be feeding me top 10 shit.
Right. And the radio's just playing what's on TikTok.
Right. Well, then even worse is you go on K-Rock or something like that. K-Rock's basically like an oldie station now, alt-rock stations.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's an oldie station.
It's amazing how it's playing the same stuff as the last time I heard K-Rock. Like, yeah, like a decade ago. You're like, wow.
Green Day is always on.
Yeah, you turn it on, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. K-Rock is like the alternative rock is an oldie station now.
Yeah.
And the oldie station is like Michael Jackson.
Which is a shame, actually, because there's a ton of like alt-rock stuff happening.
Right.
Now, like a ton.
Well, they could be playing like The Garden. They could be playing all kinds of stuff on there.
Yeah.
But instead, I don't
see.
If you want to know what's happening in the pop world, it's T-Swift. Like, you know, the entire top 40 is T-Swift these days. It feels
that's
like.
That's baller.
Yeah. She's going nuts.
She can't be stopped. And I wouldn't. I pray every day that she never does.
Yeah.
That's my one prayer.
She stole my manhood. What can I tell you? You know, I'm on board.
I realize that, you know, the kind of parasocial relationship all these T-Swift fans, all the Swifties have with her.
Yeah.
And I'm like analyzing it and trying to figure it out and like wondering why I'm like, oh yeah, I have that same thing with like Paul McCartney. I'm like, like a full on emotional dependency on this person I've never met.
No, I think that's so
What's he doing now?
I have like conversations with him in my head.
And then Paul is dead was the original. Everybody trying to figure out, you know, is he dead? What's going on? Yeah. With, like the Swifties.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are always like Taylor Swift fans. They don't understand concert manners. They don't understand. I'm like, y'all, people were fucking dying just because Elvis walked on stage. Like people were passing out and fucking murdering to get up to Michael Jackson. You know, like it's not new. Right. That's one of my favorite quotes.
Well, you probably can't get a lot of good drugs at a Taylor Swift show.
No, you could get MDMA probably.
You could probably maybe get that Kava stuff. That feels like it's suitable for T Swift in a nice tea.
You could get
tea latte, Kava latte.
You could get alcohol and Coke.
Wine, yeah.
A lot of gays, so a lot of Coke.
Poppers. Oh, good point.
That's probably poppers.
Yeah.
It's a nice place to be.
That's probably the funnest section of the T Swift show. Yeah. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, shit.
Hi, this is
you a fan?
I was just calling to see if that job that
you have. No. Is this a sequel from One Night at McCool's?
Security. Yeah.
I won't take anything.
It's from the video game, right?
Yeah, it is. Kids.
What video game?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
I told you about it last week.
But it's not related to Freddy from Friday the 13th?
It's based off the Jack
Black song. No. And it's not Freddy Got Fingered. It's not any Freddy you're thinking of.
It's based on a
song?
The
terrifying horror game phenomenon becomes a blood-chilling cinematic event. Let's see. The film follows a troubled security guard as he begins working at Freddy's Fazbear's Pizza. While spending his first night on the job, he realizes the night shift at Freddy's won't be so easy to make it through. So in the game, you have to survive five nights working as a security guard. Like you're reviewing tape. You're reviewing camera security footage from all these points in like the mall or whatever.
And you'll see Freddy Fazbear's.
You'll see the bears. They're like these teddy bears, but they're like evil.
Oh, they're like the Build-A-Bear bears.
Yeah,
no, they're evil. No, they're like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay.
Chuck E. Cheese type. And they'll just show up in the security feed, and it's like by the time you see them, it's too late.
It's essentially Chuck E. Cheese horror game.
You're supposed to shut down the doors, like lock that door if you see a bear coming. And lock
I see. So you're being chased by these bears.
Uh-huh.
And then... did they do a good job? Is the movie good or it's just a shit like
let me look at the
emojis
reviews.
Type deal?
It's doing well. Number one beat Scorsese.
It's definitely better than the emoji movie.
29% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
No, it's okay. It's
29 is pretty good.
88% audience score.
Oh, that's big.
So there you go.
It's fun.
With horror, I tend to go more with the audience.
I agree with you.
It's you like can't trust the too. Critics. They're just like, well, where's the plot development? And it's like, there isn't one.
Yeah.
He's going to get scared.
Yeah, it's scary bears. Hey, that's interesting, though. I'm looking forward to see that. It sounds a little different.
Yeah.
I like the constraint of like 5 days, small.
Yeah. If they didn't have to make it PG-13, it would probably be even better. Like if it was really gory, but it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that PG-13.
Yeah. If it could have been rated R, I think it would have been even more fun.
Maybe they'll do sequels that are bloodier.
I wish they would make like a director's cut that like showed all the gore. It's not like the kids aren't into it. The kids would love the gore, but then they can't buy the tickets.
Right.
Right.
Trying to satisfy everybody.
Yeah, you can't.
That's why Blueface is good. He just comes out, puts it in your face.
Yeah, because then the kids have to buy tickets to PG-rated movies. You know, I actually have a theory about that like sometimes you'll see a big R-rated movie come out alongside a PG movie by the same company. And I'm pretty sure that they know that like, oh, like this movie is for teenagers, so we'll put our PG movie out. So they buy tickets to our movie, but they secretly go see the R-rated movie.
Oh, really?
I think that's a whole strategy, yeah.
Oh, so we still get the money.
Because yeah.
Yeah.
Shoved them a PG one.
Yeah, because I remember when I was in Fist Fight, it was like the same weekend like Lego Movie or something came out, and they were both produced by New Line and WB. And so I was like, I wonder how many kids buy a ticket to Lego and then go see the funny R-rated movie.
Right. Yeah, maybe someone was doing that to them, and then they just decided, hey, we should do it to ourselves.
Yeah, we should always put out a PG movie at the same time as a big R-rated thing.
Yeah, because the kids will go down there and switch it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not at the Arclight, but elsewhere.
Any other theater. You can sneak around. Especially now with A-List, I bet. They don't even care. They're just...
Hey,
That's my conspiracy theory.
As long as there's not a flash mob, we're happy to get through the night. And that was the movie chart. We'll be right back with the hot picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks, fueled by Kratom. No, just kidding.
Fueled.
These were picked by us, and we'll see if we did better than the Shazam. I mean, TikTok.
And Shazam's part of it, though, right?
Yeah, they're part of the military-industrial music complex. The
Shazam TikTok complex. All right, coming in number five.
Number five.
We got Howard's pick, Mickey Dolenz with Shiny Happy People.
Let's go.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Meet me in the crowd. People.
Wow. He's doing something with it.
Yeah. He can really re-envision it as a Monkees song or a Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Very cool. And he does a whole album of singing REM songs.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's starting to do that now where it's Mickey sings this, thing. Mickey sings that.
Not mad at that at all.
Yeah, and it's very, it's tough to make a cover song signature. You make it your own. And yeah. He did that there.
All right, good pick. Coming in, number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Judas Priest with Panic Attack.
Whoa.
These guys still got it.
The clamor and the clatter of incense keys can bring a nation to its knees. On the wings of an equal land, pride and pray. It's a sign of
yes, yes.
Hell yeah.
They make you want to have a panic attack.
Yeah, I know. They make panic attacks sound awesome.
That sounds fun.
I can just hear Beavis and Butthead going, yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Panic attack, panic
attacks rule. You know, they have a knack for coming harder than you think they're going to come. You know what
oh
I mean?
Oh, my God,
you
yeah.
go, Judas Priest has a new one. Like, oh, they're kicking my ass.
Hell yeah.
I that was
love
great.
Judas Priest. Mr. Rob Halford.
He was the vocals. Original West Borland.
I love satanic bands.
Yeah.
They're not.
Check out Twin Temple for oh, the yeah. satanic doo-wop.
Oh, yeah. You'll like them. They're new, yeah. Bill. Twin yeah. Temple.
Okay, Priest wasn't satanic. Really.
Yeah, they're Priest super, wasn't. Super satanic.
I miss
Priest
Satan.
Isn't satanic.
Priest yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're
worships
more about
in the heavy metal.
Now they hide all yeah. the Satanism in the music. I miss it when it was out in the open.
Yeah.
Yeah, they worship heavy metal itself.
Yeah, I love the way Halford speaks of metal as he, like you want to follow him when you hear him. He's like an evangelist for just like the philosophy of heavy metal. Even the way he says it, metal. You're just like, oh wow,
metal.
Whatever you're getting at, I want in.
Yeah, he's like a metal engineer.
It's yeah, it's a way of life. All right, coming in at number three, Chiltrill Bill's track. This is Groovy and B-Jax with Jersey Love.
Ali, speed it up. That's what you say when I'm in it. That's what you say when I touch it. That's how I know it's you love it. Yeah, yeah. Bitch, wait, I'm really keeping it G. I be moving straight, now I'm hitting the spot. Fucker didn't put it in park, she's sucking so good cause I've been through a lot. More sussy when I'm with your thot. Feel fizzy, can't wait till I pop. Where I'm headed, I'm craving the top. Scoliosis, my pocket or not. Wait, she not my only, she say I got fans. We fucking that shit like a porno. Wait, put it on OnlyFans, the numbers go up like a game free promo. I walk in the spot, my dolo. Bad bitch with me, she jumping like polo. I hit from the back and she yodel. Look at B-Jazz, man, big old logo.
This sounds like it would hit better on Kratom. Kratom.
Yeah. I need something. I need a mix. I need an Arnold Palmer, like some Kratom and some Kava.
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Kratom. Arnold Kratom.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. That was cool. Manic, Bill.
Yeah, that was I like manic. That it's slow and then it does the Jersey Club thing.
Yeah.
It does a full minute of the slow version first in the real song.
Well, I mean, oh. I mean, it's very, it sounds druggy. It sounds crazy.
I can't believe it took this long for Jersey Club to become mainstream.
You were that's onto that sound. Stuff. Yeah, you were onto that years ago.
I know. A lot of my songs have the beat from Jersey Club music.
Yeah. I tried to invent the whole Jersey genre of music.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like when you go to the South, they're always just singing about the South and the highways and stuff.
Right.
Like, why isn't there just, you know, Jersey music? Like,
yeah,
I went and this and me and Gina broke up. I took Route 9. She took the Turnpike. Like, why isn't there? I got songs, man. All right. That was a good one. Thank you, Bill, for bringing that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right. Coming in at number two. I feel like I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't play this one. This
King
is
Gizzard.
The Beatles.
Oh.
With Now and Then.
Oh, nice. I was going to ask you about this. I still will in two charts.
Okay, yeah.
And if I may
Okay, so
kind of the outro portion.
How did that? I don't know the story. How is this the Beatles? How did this come together?
All right. Well, to try to make it short, John Lennon had a tape that Yoko Ono, he had a demo tape that he recorded on his own, like in the late 70s, had three songs, just him at a piano playing, really beautiful songs. This one was very haunting. It's that you can hear the original demo online if you want to hear it. But they were just hidden away. No one had heard them before. Yoko gave them to Paul, and it was on a tape, and it said "For Paul" on it.
That wow.
John had written that on the tape.
Wow.
And there's more to that story too. It gets like pretty deep. But anyway, the remaining Beatles at the time in 1994 recorded two of the three songs, Free as a Bird and Real Love. And they recorded those for the anthology series that came out at that time. And so that was the whole thing. Like they took John's voice and his songs and they recorded over them and they made these two songs that I love those two songs. But that was a whole release, and they made those with Jeff Lynne from ELO and Traveling Wilburys fame. And they sound very Jeff Lynne-y. But anyway, they did that. That was a long time ago. And then, of course, George died later. But then it came out. There's always been sort of rumors, and then it was confirmed that there was a third track from those days that was on those original demos that they just never finished, and they couldn't clean up the audio enough. It was just too damaged.
Oh, okay.
And so what they did, what Paul did now, he always had that in the back of his mind. He took it to Peter Jackson, and Peter Jackson, with that new AI like technology he has that did the Get Back documentary, was able to clean it up like perfectly and got John Lennon's voice like crystal clear off that demo. So they've reworked that demo, did a version with Giles Martin, George Martin's son, as the producer. They have some of George's old takes from those 90s sessions.
Oh, nice.
So it is the Beatles. They're all playing together, but it's,
right,
you know, this crazy technological
technology. That's technology being used for good. I like that.
And it's the song itself. It's really grown on me. I've known the demo for a long time, and I like it.
Oh, nice.
It is it's a sad minor key song, so I can understand why it's sort of like the way the media hypes it up. Of course, it's like the last Beatles song ever you'll ever hear.
But it's more of
then you hear it and you're like, oh, this is kind of a downer.
Right.
But it's pretty poignant at the same time. Like you'll hear John Lennon saying like "Now and Then I Miss You," and you hear like an old Paul McCartney harmonizing with him saying that at the same time.
Wow. So it still delivers those moments.
Yeah, it's like sentimental the more you learn about it. But the craziest thing is that the phrase "Now and Then," that's the last thing, that was the last words John Lennon spoke to Paul McCartney in person. He said, "Now and then think of me every now and then, old friend."
Wow.
As Paul left the Dakota building. And that was the last time Paul ever saw John Lennon.
That's crazy.
So that's to have a song that John wrote, and it was called "Now and Then," and it said "For Paul," it's like, you can see, you know.
Yeah.
It is a pretty deep backstory to it.
Yeah, I like the backstory connections.
Yeah. I feel like production-wise, they could have, you know, I was kind of like a little underwhelmed at first when I heard it. Like, I was hoping
Giles
for something
botched
bigger.
It. You're
some bigger
Giles
swings.
Fuck botched it.
I think he was just in his head. I think he was trying to keep it too Beatles-y, like too authentic in a way, where it's kind of like the real Beatles way is to like throw a lot of surprises at you.
Right. But, constrained by having to do it like it's been done.
Right. But it's a grower. It really grows on you, and there's a lot to like about it.
Right on.
I guessed it on Will Hines' podcast, Screw It. We're just going to talk about the Beatles, and we go over the song in depth for like an hour and a half. So if you want to hear more men go at length about that song who are parasocial about the Beatles, check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick, No Bro, with Let's Do Drugs. Wow, this episode. This is a real JRE episode. Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's kick ass. They're out of Montreal, the ladies.
Damn, Montreal?
No, bro. And it's just an album full of anthems like this, just kick you in the dong.
Yeah.
And it's really good, really fun album, really good.
Somebody's going to get addicted to fentanyl off that last track.
I mean, that made me want to go back, you know. And
makes
just
me want to do them.
To a full binge, just have a drug party.
I relate to it, like in the 90s.
Yeah, I wish that song was around back when I was doing them. But they nailed it. Like, they cut right to the chase on these anthems. It's good stuff.
Nice.
Somebody's almost had abuse Norco to that song.
Almost had a Quiet Riot vibe to it.
Yeah.
Bang your head.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Bang your head. And like a Joan Jett vibe too.
Yeah, Joan Jett. Very Joan Jett.
Yeah.
The kids are going to be hitting up the pill mills to that one.
Yeah, the pill mills.
Yeah.
They got any good ones near your house?
No, I don't think California has pill mills.
Oh. Where do they have them? In the Midwest?
Like Florida was where they were mainly.
Yeah.
I feel like the kids are remembering how to just rock out.
This was
again.
A fun one. We got into some drug talk.
Yeah.
I just finished a painkiller documentary. That's why I'm making all these painkiller references.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By the way, Judas Priest, Painkiller, one of their best songs.
Yeah. Boom, right there.
Damn. Connection.
Hey, we had fun on this one. Bill, thank you for rejoining with
You're
us
welcome.
Here on the charts.
I love podcasting.
Is there anything you want to
podcast?
You want to send people anywhere to a TikTok channel or anything?
Nah, I don't care.
Wow,
they can you got a plug
me up. Whatever.
You're like Lil Peep, man. You
I see you show up on like commercials and shows and stuff.
Yeah,
what's the
I'll
latest?
Be putting a song out next month, but
that
I
was
have
a strike.
All right, well, look for his new track. Thank you.
With
and
Clippy
start
on the 15th.
Oh, yeah. Clippy on the 15th.
Next one.
Check out that Beatles pod we just did. Check out cbbworld.com. The Neighborhood Listen is back. We just started season 5. Super great. And check out improvforhumans.com. And if you're a fan of this show and you have not signed up yet, just what are you doing? Go to whochartedpod.com. Sign up. Get 2 charted every week. Double the fun every week.
Everybody
That's
sign
right.
up. Everybody
if,
sign up.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have it, then you're not going to get this week's 2 charted, which we're about to record. I've got quizzes for Starred. I've got Shania Twain in there. We're going to be talking about lots
if you
of
miss
crazy
the old,
stuff.
She's
you
still
miss
wearing
the old,
crop tops.
Yeah, crop topping it.
Crop top Twain.
She said, I don't know if I'm going to be wearing crop tops when I'm old, and she's still doing it, so...
Kaboom, Harry Styles brought her back.
That's for all of us.
That Ozempic crop top.
Ozempic crop top.
But yeah, you're right. If you like those old zany quizzes we used to have on Who Charted, you know, they're on 2 Charted at this point.
Yeah, and these are music quizzes and different stuff, song quizzes. So check all that out. Also check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister and myself. And Drop Day Duel. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.